keeps rising.
Good morning, gentlemen. The temperature is 110 degrees.
A little hotter than I remember.
Are you okay? Because you're sweating pretty profusely.
Sweating and belching.
Sounds like this place on a Saturday night.
Dripping with perspiration.
Rather hot in here. Mind if I open a window?
Are you bored?
All right, picking right back up here at Rosie on the House with a conversation we were having with Scott Antonopah. New home to him. And that's about where we left off. Scott, what specifically is your question, sir?
Well, there's a louvered air panel right in front of the air handler and evaporator coils. And it doesn't look like it was designed to actually have an air filter in there. But the previous owner had gone out and picked up one of those permanent air filters, one of the one-inch thick ones. They broke the sides out of it so they could squash it down to a half-inch thick and pinned it in there some jury-rigged way. And I'd like to be able to use a standard one-inch thick allergen air filter. And I'm thinking I'm probably going to have take that panel in and have somebody build something to so that I can use good replaceable filters. What are my options there?
Well, ignore what the prior owner jerry-rigged for now. Let's go to that.
Never seen an air filter that was designed to be crammed.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to the air handling closet. And let's open it and look at the air handling cabinet.
Okay.
Well, I'm guessing it's platform mounted 18 to 24 inches above the floor. And I'm guessing the filter lives underneath that unit. You may or may not have to remove a cover panel to get to it.
Okay.
That's where your replaceable air filter is, Scott.
Okay. All right, I will take a look at that when I get back home.
And then you can remove what the other guy jerry-rigged and abandon it, because he may, in the good intentions of thinking I'm going to super clarify my air, he's probably putting way too much static pressure on the unit. And that's basically like asking your air conditioner to be a marathon runner but only breathe through a straw, okay?
The other thing, too, is if he's got a gas furnace in there, that louver may be a gas exhaust. I mean, to let it air out. I mean, that filter may be holding in some gas fumes that you don't want in your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Take
right.
That thing out of there.
Take it out of there. That's for sure.
Ryan, tell me your last name. Oler?
Oler.
That's how you pronounce it?
Looks like over, but with an L instead of an
yeah.
E. Oler.
Okay. Oler, this is our host for today. We're up at CAF Country, 93.5 FM and 9:30 AM. CAF, 50-year-old radio broadcast here in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yeah. CAF AM 930 has been here 50 years.
And, basically built on the site of the original lumber mill. The original headquarters of the lumber mill is just one block down the road at Reardon and 66.
And if you look out the window right over there, you'll the tower for 9:30 a.m. is right there and been there for, 51 or so years. And it's been CAF here in Flagstaff for 50 of those years.
Well, we appreciate y'all having us on, not only as our Northern Arizona Flagstaff affiliate, but here in studio today as we're up here helping not only promote, but presenting and displaying at the Flagstaff Home Show at the beautiful NAU Sky Dome. I know if you haven't been here in a few years, it's been remodeled within the last 2.5, I believe.
Yes, it
is. I think they had just finished it last year.
In fact, a couple of years ago, they had to have a huge tent out in the parking lot for graduation because it was still under construction. And then if you're in the dome and you look over to kind of the west side of the dome where the press boxes are now, that was just bleachers a couple of years ago, and for any of the press to do games or whatever, you had this little tiny skywalk that you had to walk out to this floating, swinging platform. And kind of spooky, kind of like being on a boat in a storm, if you get too many people up there. But they've really done a lot of remodeling inside the dome. It looks fantastic.
What a great weekend to do an Arizona staycation. Come on up to Flagstaff. You'll see a beautiful drive the entire way up wherever you're coming from. And I want to tell you some other great things to do this weekend. Romy, you mentioned it earlier. It's Arizona Game and Fish Outdoor Expo at Ben Avery's. Folks, if you want to introduce your kids to outdoor recreation and sport, it is being conducted today and tomorrow. The Arizona Cowboy Mounted Shooters Association are going to have a demonstration. We're actually shooting balloons off of racing quarter horses. It's absolutely a lot of fun. They're going to talk about and teach you about urban fishing, wilderness survival. Hey, tell me what all these terms have. Drop shot, shaky head, split shotting, jerk baits, crank baits, spinner baits,
fishing,
Texas or Carolina rigs.
That's all different ways to run your fishing rig.
That's all different ways to rig up your fishing and learn how to do every one of them. Hey, Tim Bradley of Team Benelli, the trick shotgun shooter, is going to be out there. He's always a bunch of
fun. I've wasted more than my fair share of time watching his YouTube videos.
Yes, that's right. Hey, you want to take a look at some extreme off-road rock crawlers? They're going to have them out there in a course that you can actually jump in and ride in the passenger seat.
Are they going to have bourbon on the rocks out there?
They're going to, I don't know. That's not a drink. That's the name of a vehicle. Interactive bow hunting scenario with pop-up archery targets. They're going to have hunting dog demonstrations and quick draw demonstrations from the Arizona Cowboy Shooters Association. That's only a part of what they're going to have. So it's at Ben Avery's. It's sponsored by the Arizona Game and Fish Department. And it's all about designing an opportunity for you to plant a seed of interest in your children about getting out and enjoying this great state of Arizona. If in your staycation plans, you get up to Flagstaff, you've got to take the Reardon Mansion tour off your bucket list. That's something you've got to get done.
I'm not sure if I'll get that done, but the rest of the afternoon after the home show is over, the museum is featuring band Run on Run this afternoon. Doors at 6.
Museum of Northern Arizona, and the band is...
It's not a museum. It's a country bar.
No, not the museum club.
Oh.
It's actually the Museum of Northern Arizona.
Oh.
With Flagstaff Friends of Traditional Music,
gotcha.
They're bringing a bluegrass band.
That. I was going to go the wrong place.
You were going to the wrong place. You're thinking of the museum club, the zoo club, and that's where Sour Diesel Trainwreck was playing last night and the night before. But Run Boy Run is an up-and-coming national bluegrass band, and they will be at Museum of Northern Arizona. I believe it opens at 6:30 tonight, a little wine and beer tasting, and 7:30 they're going to start picking and grinning.
And then after that, we're going up. The Lowell Observatory is open. It's Saturday hours during this season is 9 to 9:30.
Oh, that would be cool.
So we're
going to
go check that out. Go listen to a little bluegrass and go do a little stargazing.
That would be cool.
You were talking about a display of Jupiter and how it compares to Earth.
Right now at Lowell, they have a huge display. And it's like big inflatable beach balls, if you think of it that way. Jupiter is about the size of the room that we're in right now. And in comparison, Earth will fit in your hand a little bigger than a softball or maybe a big grapefruit kind of size. So it gives you that real perspective that you can take your kids and they can really imagine, okay, I know Earth in this size of what it really compared, you know, what I know of how big it is, but here they can hold it in their hand and now realize how big Jupiter is and how big Saturn is and how tiny Pluto are. Just amazing what they've got up at Lowell.
Reminds me of something my grandpa Raymond used to always say. Never believe an astronomer who's an atheist.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Grandpa Raymond.
Grandpa Raymond. That's wise words.
So there's a couple things going on in Flagstaff that we're going to be participating in. There's virtually nothing in this great state of Arizona you can't find to enjoy. And it all starts off on Saturday morning with helping improve the quality of your life at your house, home, castle, or cabin. Get it in good shape, and you can go enjoy some of these fine.
Melt away all your homeowner anxieties. Like...
Ken in Scottsdale. Let's see. Are we ready to visit this morning, sir?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I've got a pool guy that showed up at the exact same time you came to me last time. My apologies.
No,
that's the way it always works.
A pool guy. What's a pool?
What's a pool? Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Don't need one of those up here when it's 47 degrees today in Flagstaff.
That'd be a cold dip right now.
I hear you guys.
So talk to us.
Back in Thanksgiving time, I had the lovely misfortune of having my standard tank water heater die. Did a little research, probably not quite enough in a bit of a hurry, and put in an electric tankless. Probably should have gone gas. Long story short, the end result of that is I have a bunch of silt now, 6 or so months later, that just keeps it's just in my system. And I tried to drain things, but I have a Moen, faucet at my kitchen sink every week, at least once a week, if not more often. I got to take the little aerator plug out, and all the silt comes out. How do I flush my system? I had all the drains open. I had all the faucets open. I had everything running last week. I thought I was going to get it all cleaned out, but is there a way?
Hey,
that
Ken? Ken, do you have a water treatment system on your house?
That's another dead item. We do have one, but it's completely offline. But so it probably still flows through it.
And did you install this tankless heater yourself?
No, I had a plumber do it.
Okay. Well, the plumber did you a little bit of an injustice, because what we're doing is we're flash heating water. And when we're flash heating the hard water that we get delivered to our homes in Arizona, you're actually creating the calcium buildup even faster. You're exacerbating the problem. I would tell you that if you would call Water Treatment Technologies in Phoenix, you can find them on our website, have them service your water softener equipment, take a look at it and get it back online, I'm going to bet you dimes to donuts you're going to lose your sediment problem right away.
A lot of tankless water heater manufacturers won't even guarantee their product unless it has a water treatment system in front of it.
That's
We're
right.
going to be back right after this for the final segment of Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning kickoff to a wonderful weekend.